The Dow added 39 points, NASDAQ higher by 7 to finish at a new record, S&P up 5. Doug Forman, Chief Investment Officer at Kayne Anderson Rudnick, notes stocks have been gaining since this time last year.
It's been steadily improving, and I think the biggest reason is corporate earnings, which we just finished most of second quarter earnings, have been very, very good. First quarter earnings were sensational, and this is an economy that's growing in the low 2% range.
Automakers posted mixed sales results for August. Nissan sales down 13%. That was much more than forecast. Fiat Chrysler, Honda, and Ford also saw sales dip. GM and Toyota gained. Big retailers are developing alternatives to Apple Pay. Walmart has added Walmart Pay to its mobile app, and Target is reportedly developing its own digital wallet. Bloomberg Intelligence reports a common digital wallet called Currency didn't pan out, so retailers are working on ways to pay that don't involve sharing data with rival stores. With business at 25 and 55 from the Bloomberg Newsroom, Elisa Parenti, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.